This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, when I was in medical school, one of my favorite lectures I had, and I've told you guys about this, was how we would look at art and look at these Renaissance pictures or, you know, pictures from, all the different eras. And you would look at the person inside the picture that the picture was about, the portrait was about, and diagnose them with something medical. I just love doing that. I'll look at a picture and I'll try to diagnose somebody. I don't know why I do that. I really need more hobbies. I just don't have enough hobbies. But what I didn't do is try to decide what medical condition the artist could have had and if that had an effect on his art. Well, a British researcher beat me to it because I didn't think of it. And he thinks that Leonardo da Vinci actually had an eye condition called strabismus, or what we know in layman terms as lazy eye. And they think that his lazy eye provided him a different sense of depth when it came to painting. And that's why his portraits back in the 1490s and early 1500s looked so 3D. Now, his specific strabismus is called exotropia. Exotropia is where one eye moves outward. So it's not in sync with the other eye. And I wrote a little article on this on my website if you want. And study author Christopher Tyler, who's a professor at City University of London and the Smith Kettlewell Eye Research Institute in San Francisco, states one of the things he is most famous for in his 3D modeling, in which he adds up to 30 layers of shading to get the subtle gradients. He said this is the kind of cue you don't notice if you have full 3D vision, but it can be more apparent if you shut or shut off one eye. So I don't know much about art. I'm really, really bad at drawing and colors and painting. I'm just not that good at it. I could paint other people's nails, don't ask. I'm not very good with art. But what I have, though, however, noticed is when you look at Leonardo da Vinci's works, they really seem to have this depth to them that I don't see in a lot of other paintings. Like I'm looking right now at the Mona Lisa. And what really strikes me about the Mona Lisa is her left hand. And we've talked about this. Her left hand has this bump on it. It's halfway between her wrist and the and her second finger. And she's got this probably 3-centimeter lump on her hand if you look at the Mona Lisa. And so years ago, I made this little thing on Facebook, Art and Medicine, and I decided to diagnose myself some things with, you know that I see with art. And so I think she might have had a ganglion cyst. We're talking about Mona Lisa. By the way, the Mona Lisa was the wife of Francesco del Giocondo. So apparently Francesco told Leonardo, "Will you please paint my wife?" And Leonardo is like, "Well, you know, let's do it on the ship." And Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, I was trying to make a Titanic thing, and it wasn't working. So anyway, Francesco had his wife painted, and that ended up being the Mona Lisa. And the Mona Lisa is considered to be one of the most talked about, sung. I mean, Mona Lisa's in songs. It's probably one of the most famous pieces of art. So she also could have had a giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath. But it looks like she has a huge mass on her hand, and that's not a normal bump. There's no joint that should be there. So I found that pretty fascinating. But the reason why I was able to see that is because of his ability to, draw those different levels. So I find that pretty fascinating. People think the scream, by the way, was from Picasso. It wasn't. The scream was from Edvard Munch. He was born in 1863 to 1944. And he, they believe, actually had mental health illness. Sister had schizophrenia. Father had depression. He had a mental breakdown, had drank a lot of alcohol. But apparently, they think that his mental illness is what ended up allowing him to make the art that he made. And so I look at, you know, artists like, you know, Mozart, and he was theorized to have bipolar. You look at Beethoven, who was deaf, you know, and you see how sometimes what could be a curse could actually be a gift. So strabismus, or lazy eye, affects 4% of Americans. Most people don't even notice it, by the way. Many people have it. They don't notice vision losses. For others, however, there could be a strain on the field of vision. And then some may actually feel double vision. So what we do is we may do glasses, prisms. Sometimes we'll do eye therapy. And at times, sometimes we even have to do eye surgery to correct it. We don't know what causes it. There's a variety of things that could do it. Brain tumors, strokes. But then you have some kids where they just have a lack of nerve connection with certain muscles of the eye, and the eye just doesn't follow suit with the unaffected eye. And so there's a variety of different modalities we use depending on what's going on. But I just find that fascinating. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about the caravan, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the upcoming election. I think we're just a little bit over 2 weeks away. And I'm getting a little nervous that somebody is going to be, I just see a kind of what happened with the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, something coming in and coming out in the 11th hour. And this caravan is coming, and some people think that could be a trap for the Republicans this midterm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and junk the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Politics just get in the way. Politics continually get in the way. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, by the way. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you guys know, thousands of migrants, right, are arriving now on Mexico's doorstep after traveling from Honduras to Guatemala and through El Salvador and countries along the way as they head towards America. And we have thousands of migrants that people are claiming are, you know, trying to flee economic hardship, violence, unlivable living situations, and they are trekking to our border. Unfortunately, the timing is just a little odd. It seems to me that they are going to be arriving right before the midterms. Now, Donald Trump has suggested that this might have been a ploy. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on, right, in Central America, and I get why people want to come, but this sure looks organized. And so it's a little concerning because if we have refugees mixed in where these people really are looking for asylum, these are people looking for some safety. I think they're being taken advantage of with other political showboaters. Pompeo, the Secretary of State, is now heading into meetings in Mexico City. He has messages for the leaders saying stop them before they reach the U.S. border. So there's a big question now. Is Mexico going to allow the migrants to come in? And then if so, what will they do? So Mexico, I don't know if they want thousands more people coming in, especially since they have a lot of their issues. However, if they think that they're just passing through, and apparently many of these migrants are, from what we understand, swapping some of their Guatemalan money for Mexican pesos. And so if Mexico thinks we have thousands of people coming in just to be here temporarily, like tourists, we'll spend money in our country as they're going to the U.S., they may say, fine, go right ahead. Now, we're hearing stories that they are stopping them, allowing, you know, refugees a process where they could, you know, find safety, et cetera, and start going through that process. But there's a chance that Mexico may be mad at us and say, you know what? Just go through. If you want to pass through, just pass through. So apparently they're crossing the Suchiate River as we speak. It is an official crossing point. So they say in recent days, Mexican authorities have made a point of showing that they were stepping up security near the country's southern border. Mexican federal police released a video of officers arriving in the border state of Chiapas, some having riot gear. Then Mexico's government released a statement, according to CNN, saying anyone with a valid visa will be able to enter and move freely. Anyone who wants to be recognized as a refugee or as a beneficiary of complementary protection measures must do so individually. Those who do so will be held at a migratory station for up to 45 business days. Anyone who enters in an irregular manner will be rescued and subject to administrative procedure and, where appropriate, will be returned to their country of origin in a safe and orderly manner. Now, Mexican authorities said that they've also asked for help from the United Nations, their High Commissioner for Refugees, to process migrants seeking refugee status. Now, they say this is a shift from previous policies in which humanitarian or transit visas were issued, and migrants were given the option of continuing their journey north if they didn't want to seek asylum in Mexico. So apparently, remember this last spring, there was a caravan of Central American migrants across into Mexico, and then they ended up making it to the U.S. border. So this gets tricky. If Mexico does what it claims they can do, that could work. Whoever has a valid visa comes in. Whoever wants refugee status will be held at a migratory station for up to 45 business days. That clears our election. And unfortunately, the election is a part of this. It also allows them to do some, when you apply for your job, background check, right? Background check, you know, see if they're sick, kind of like Ellis Island type of thing. And then at a migratory station, hopefully fed, kept safe, etc., have security, then start undergoing the refugee status. And then anybody who just enters illegally or through riots or whatever gets deported. That could work. Now, Trump, I don't know what our relationship is with Mexico, all right? He said that he was going to send troops to shut down the southern U.S. border if Mexico failed to stop what he called an onslaught. So we have trade deals, We have issues with the wall. This could be bad. Mexico, we have to see if they're going to crack or if they are going to control this caravan. And Mexico doesn't really seem to be have the reputation of being in control, as we see with the cartels. And so some people say, well, who cares? This caravan of people, you see children in there, let them come to America. Who is hiding among these migrant caravans? Who are trying to sneak in? There could be some real bad people in there. They have to be vetted. This is something that has been frustrating people. I mean, our immigration policies, it's not about, well, you know, we're worried about who's going to vote for who. We're worried about our national security. We're worried about our jobs. There's a lot of things that come into play. Now, Peña Nieto, Mexican president, from what we understand is a lame duck. He only has less than 2 months left in office. So trying to enter any international policy negotiations is going to be tricky. His predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, takes office December 1. Now, López Obrador had indicated that his administration would, quote, stop doing the dirty work for the United States by detaining Central American immigrants. And he would offer work visas to Central Americans. He said, whoever wants to work in our country is going to have support, is going to have a work visa. We are not going to attend to the issue only with deportations or means of force. So this immigration is now going to be the distraction from the Kavanaugh bump that the GOP got with that fiasco that happened a few weeks ago. And so we're coming up on a very contentious midterms, and we're going to talk more about some of the Senate races and, you know, House races that are up for grabs. Some pretty big, you know, Florida, Rick Scott is up against Bill Nelson. We have Claire McCaskill against Josh Hawley in Missouri. We have Dean Heller against Jackie Rosen in Nevada. And so this is, you know, there's some real tricky races, and the Democrats could take over the Senate. And they want to take over the Senate. The Democrats have wanted to take over the Senate for a very, very long time. And if anybody, you know, thinks, oh, no, you know what, let's just trust the process. We have to trust the process. But what happened a few weeks ago? That was one hell of a humdinger, right, in the bottom of the ninth that came out against the Kavanaugh Supreme Court. I mean, they were almost able to successfully derail the Supreme Court nomination. And it was vicious. And you had people, and I'm not saying it was actually the Democratic establishment organizing all this, but people who feel, you know, strongly one way or another seem to not have any qualms about accusing people of spiking drinks and orchestrating gang chain rape parties. These are some really big accusations that start to come out of the woodwork. And we have an election coming. And if the liberals realize, okay, you know what? I'm not saying the liberals as a whole. There's a lot of nice, educated liberals out there. But if the other side thinks that that could be effective enough to sway public opinion, what are they going to come up with a couple days before the election? And it might have to do with this immigration. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, we're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Colin from Northridge asks, what is our senator, our Dean Heller, where is his stand on Obamacare and where is Nevada in terms of keeping him in office? And I have to have Dean Heller come on the show, and we're going to try to arrange that in the next week so we can talk more about, shall we say, I don't want to speak for him in terms of his stand, but basically Colin wrote a really large email on the quote-unquote back and forth that had happened. And Dean Heller, I like the guy. I like him a lot. Really nice family. He's up against Jackie Rosen, and he is our Republican senator, our only one, and he was appointed to the Senate in 2011. And he had originally not wanted to repeal the Obamacare unless there was a protection for Medicare and Medicaid recipients. And so he was one of the few senators that might not have allowed this to pass. He did, however, change his mind. And unfortunately, the GOP could not perfect any change or effect any change with the Affordable Care Act after John McCain, may he rest in peace, did the deciding vote. Now, I still wonder if maybe this was all meant to be. I mean, you know, but before we talk about some of these Senate races, honestly, when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, there was no way to fix it. You really couldn't fix the Affordable Care Act. And an outright repeal, even though that's something we all seemed excited about, might not have been the right answer, both politically and for the country. You know, I was at a meeting, a doctor meeting, where we were talking about politics. And there were some liberals there, which is fine. And they were talking about some of these narcotic laws out there. And apparently Nevada passed a real crappy law. A real crappy law where, you know, doctors have to do all these things every time you want to get a narcotic. And many doctors just aren't even prescribing pain medications. So there's a lot of people out here in my state who just don't prescribe them. So you have a lot of people now that can't get their medication. So it's a complete cluster. So the doctors are like, well, then why don't we in the next session just repeal the whole bill? And I told them, I go, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Once a law gets in, once a law is there, it is almost impossible to repeal. Now, what you can do is dilute it and amend it and dilute it and amend it. And then later, once it's worthless, make a new one. But no one is going to be able to repeal a law that already has its fungal, you know, pseudopods or whatever the word is for it, you know, already has its fingers, its branches, its venom branches already throughout so much of the country. You can't. It's kind of like trying to defuse a bomb and cutting the red wire, the wires being all mixed up. So the only way you could really change, like in my state, this narcotic law or Affordable Care Act nationally is start breaking down parts of it to the point where then it becomes useless. So if we did vote to just repeal, we could have technically seen an implosion of a bunch of our healthcare system because it was so much so fast. And the Obama administration worked really quick and put millions of dollars into networks and insurance company and subsidies and all that, promises. And, you know, you expanded Medicaid, that's great, but that was supposed to be a temporary expansion during the recession. Once people got jobs, did we need to continue the expansion? And so, and it was designed for whoever got into office. By the year 2016, it would be a mess if he tried to mess with it. So, with Dean Heller, maybe he knew what he was doing. I mean, maybe we would be in a worse position if we had just blanketly saying, all right, repeal the whole gosh darn law, especially since nobody really knows how to fix our healthcare system. And the other thing, too, I was telling these other doctors at this doctor meeting, I was like, look, guys, you know, the Democrats always ask the Republicans, they go, well, Lynn, you know what? You come up with something better. You come up with a better healthcare system. You come up with a better way to stop the opioid crisis. Well, okay, let's look at the healthcare system. When the Democrats say, all right, Republicans, you come up with a better way to fix our healthcare system, we kind of now have two tasks. And actually, our task is almost impossible because you dumped all this crap on our lap with Obamacare. That if we want to prove we fixed the healthcare system, we have to dig ourselves out of the Obamacare hole first. Same thing with the opiate bill that we have in Nevada. We have such a mess now where if we want to look like we're combating opioid crisis, to combat the opioid crisis, we have to go after the heroin coming in, the fentanyl being illegally distributed. We have to increase addiction centers, and we have to create drugs that help people through their addiction or treat pain that aren't addictive. But we have this mess right now with doctors leaving and doctors not prescribing pain medication, and you have people who are panicking now going to stronger off-market and illegal drugs for pain. So now, not only do we not have the opportunity to fix the problem that originally we had, but we are forced to fix the mess that got dumped in our lap. And that's kind of what politicians do. Do all this crap, and then you have to dig yourself out of the hole before you can actually start doing what you need to do. So when the Republicans said, you know what, tech with it, if we can't fix Obamacare, we'll just do a sidestep and we'll work on the economy. We'll do what we can do. We'll work on the economy. We'll tighten up our immigration policies. You know, if we have a process for refugees, we will enforce the process for refugees, allowing refugees to come. Keep our borders safe. We'll start boosting our military. And so the GOP started to do that. Now, I was hearing the news. Everybody says healthcare is huge. Healthcare is an issue. But until the Obamacare law dies, or somebody comes up with a way to reverse a lot of the mess, it's not going to probably be one of the first items on the agenda. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to fix. Right now, though, the jobs are looking pretty good. The economy is looking pretty good. Home prices are going up. So things are now. I still believe we are in for a storm with automation and, you know, these big retailers losing to Amazon. And, you know, there's going to be some real, real poop flying in our face. But, you know, certain things are going well. So Dean Heller is up against Jackie Rosen. Jackie Rosen was elected to Congress in 2016. And our state, from what we understand, Trump is a little underwater. 44% approval. Heller, they say, is at 37% approval, but I thought the numbers were a lot higher for him. This is according to Vox. That's a problem, depending on where you read. And so we do have a lot of Dean Heller supporters. But Jackie Rosen is a superstar in the Democratic Party. I met a really nice lady, really smart lady. So it is going to be a tight race, a very, very tight race. In Indiana, you got Joe Donnelly versus Mike Braun. Joe Donnelly was elected to the Senate in 2012. Braun, this is another very, very tight race. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently for the first time, researchers have been able to create mice out of two dads. Now, the mice weren't able to survive for more than a day, according to Life Science, or so after birth, but coaxing an embryo made from the DNA of two dads all the way through fetal development was still, I guess, a huge feat. The researchers found that it was actually a lot more difficult than making mice with two moms. They say the findings can help explain why mammals cannot reproduce with only a single parent. It also may help to explain why those animals that can reproduce alone, such as amphibians, are almost always female. So what they're saying is when they tried to coax DNA, male DNA, it was a lot harder than just doing it with female DNA. So, they say the barrier to single-sex reproduction, which is, I guess, something that has been asked for, it's in demand. The barrier, according to senior study author Wei Li, a stem cell researcher at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, is something called genomic imprinting, or the molecular tagging of DNA that regulates how the instructions of the genome are carried out. And so they're using something called genomic imprinting. And, well, that's what we call it, where I guess it controls the black box of sexual reproduction. It's according to Melissa Mann, a researcher for reproductive science. And basically, you get your DNA, half from your mommy and half from your daddy. But the DNA from each parent has these different molecular tags that are added during the formation of the original sperm and egg meeting together. These tags are instructions that dictate whether a gene is going to be active and expressed or if it's going to stay dormant. Now, with me and my husband, when it came time to genetically and genomically imprinting our little eggs, my babies, I was like, nah, you are not bringing in that gene. Oh, hell no, that's going to remind me of your mother. And he was like, oh, no, that's going to remind me of your mother. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And so on a microscopic level, we fought to make our two boys. And they're exactly like our mothers. So, so that's how that worked out. Anyway, and it's good. It's good. We love our mommies. So, they say you can inherit a copy of a specific gene from mom, and that gene with these molecular marks would enable it to be transcribed to do its function. But the same gene from dad would have different tags preventing it from being expressed. And apparently these tags have real-world consequences. They're crucial in early embryonic development. Guess previous studies have found that when scientists try to engineer offspring from two sperm, the embryo fails to develop. While the cells that grow the placenta flourish, offspring from two eggs in a developing embryo, will result in a developing embryo, but the placenta may fail to grow. So what are they telling us? I think they're telling us that the easiest way to make a baby is a male and female genetic donor. But they're getting close to figuring out how to do male-male DNA and female-female DNA. So they say there are genetic disorders that depend on genomic imprinting. Angelman syndrome is a neurological disorder. It causes intellectual disability and seizures because there's this mutation in a gene called the UBE3A on the mom's chromosome. When that same gene mutation, however, is passed down by dad instead of mom, it's a completely different neurological disorder called Prader-Willi. So what they're saying is if mom gives genes and dad gives genes, depending on who gives them, they may express themselves differently. So some animals can reproduce solo. And I guess we in the human race want to figure out how we can help same-sex couples procreate. Again, I'm very, very nervous whenever we mess with nature. Whenever we start to tinker around with nature, sometimes bad things happen. You know, I'm still not convinced that this whole Zika epidemic wasn't a result of us starting to play around with mosquitoes fighting malaria. You know, I mean, there are sometimes consequences of things that we do. And so I think we will be in our lifetime able to allow two male DNAs or female DNAs to create a baby. And I think overall the baby will have a healthy life. But I can't anticipate what sort of biological evolutionary, issues we may have. So, yeah, fish out there, reptiles, amphibians, they have been designed to reproduce solo. It's called parthenogenesis, when a female reproduces without a male. There's only one fish called the Danio rario, according to Life Science, that can reproduce with males alone. Now, researchers are trying to find out why those animals can, but mammals can't. So they started to create parthenogenesis in mammals. They use these mouse stem cells, engineered to have only one set of maternal chromosomes, like an egg, and then inject them into a normal egg cell to create an embryo with two sets of maternal DNA. Then they transferred the embryo into a surrogate mom to carry the baby. To create a viable embryo, the researchers had to, though, delete imprinted segments of the genome from the engineered cell. So they still had to get involved. They still had to tincture around. The resulting mice were normal. But it was a very, very experimental condition. It was very, very calculated. And they've made mice from two moms before. I guess the first time they did this was back in 2004. But trying to make mice with two dads was very, very tricky. Apparently it was only done once before at MD Anderson. And they created male stem cells with X but no Y chromosomes. And then they injected them into, you know, the female cells and to see if they could then form and create an embryo. The male apparently had a little bit more issues. What they did also was once they injected to the blastocysts, which are the early stage of development, then they let those females develop into adults, then mated those females carrying the male X DNA. It's a little confusing. But what they're trying to do is men have XY chromosomes. Girls have XX chromosomes. Well, then, will nature know if we take two male XXs to make a female? You see? If a female is XX, and females are made because they get the X from the dad and they get the X from the Y. See, the sex of the baby is all dependent on daddy. Because moms are XX. If dad gives a Y, it's going to be a boy. If dad gives an X, it's going to be a girl. Well, what if you take the two X's from two dads to make a girl? A little tricky. So this is what they're working on. And it's fascinating. It just, gosh, it makes me nervous. It makes me so nervous. Now, they say the mice didn't really fare very well. Successful births were in the minority. Of 1,000 attempts, only 12 live pups were born, and the pups were not normal. They were swollen with fluid, more than twice as big as regular mice pups. All of them struggled to nurse and breathe and died soon after birth. So Dr. Mann said, people are getting ahead of the science with this to say there's a potential that two males could potentially have a child. This is a very long ways off. So, I mean, it's fascinating to see what they're doing. It's just, I don't know how successful we're going to be. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.